Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Don't Blame Me.
Hi.
Hello. We're both in different locations. Yours is permanent, mine is not.
That is true. Where in the world are you today?
I'm coming in live from Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Amazing. I'm so happy for you that you get to see everybody in Arkansas.
Thank you. I'll be going to a lot of soccer games, a basketball game. So, you know, fulfilling my duties.
Is your whole family athletic? Well, because you're athletic. Okay. I don't know if your sisters are athletic, but
I mean, the kids Melanie are. Did gymnastics. Megan was pretty good at running. I mean, the kids are
okay. The kids are participating.
Yes,
I didn't even do that.
Yes, they're participating in sports.
Do any of them have a knack?
MJ is good at football, but it's not currently football season, so he's playing football, a.k.a. soccer.
Oh, soccer?
You know? Oh. Yeah. Let's just say yesterday, after the game, he forgot that he had given his coach his phone, and so he sprinted across the field to get his phone, and that was the best he ran.
I relate. Hey, here's the thing. We put in the work for the things we care about.
Yeah. Yeah. He's great at football, but yeah. I don't think soccer is his
sport. He's phoning it in. Like, it's yeah. like, it's also like a social. So Mats was kind of the same way. Like, Mats was like, he liked football. He wasn't like really that, he was like fine at it. He wasn't like that great, but he also like wasn't like the biggest guy. Mm-hmm. And he also played baseball and played lacrosse, and then finally once he like got good enough at lacrosse, he realized he could just like stop playing the other sports that he like didn't like that much. But it was just like social activities, because like yeah. most of the same team would be like, oh, we do this sport on this season and this sport, and he was like, oh, I'm only doing it because my friends are here and like this isn't that yeah. fun.
Yeah, we'll see how good he continues to be at football, because his dad is like 5'7", maybe 5'8". So we'll see how long this goes.
Yeah, but hey, he could be the Kate Moss of football.
I think Noah will be good at basketball because he can already palm it. He has gigantic hands, and he's like good at dribbling stuff. Caroline plays basketball, but that's what she does. Her team, in the last 3 years that she's played, they've never won a game. Audrey's very gangly, so we'll see. She asked to be signed up for volleyball, but then 2 days ago asked Melanie what volleyball was. So she signed up for it, but doesn't know what it is. And I guess she just heard somebody talk about it. So.
I'm obsessed with her chaotic energy. Like, yeah. I love it. Like, yeah. That's really funny. I got encouraged mm-hmm. to do volleyball by my PE teacher in high school, because he was like, you have like the right body for it. Like, you mm-hmm. have like, I'm like tall, I have long legs, but I also have like very long arms. Mm-hmm. And he was like, and you like flinch every time something comes towards you. And the goal with volleyball is to like push the ball away from you. And I think those reflex, like, you're not trying to like catch it. And he was
that's
like,
exactly what I said to Melanie about Audrey.
Yeah. So like, no, but I guess that's like literally like his process of like recruiting yeah. athletes. He goes, if you're afraid of the ball, like, and you have the body for it, like, I want you to do volleyball, because like, I can teach you. I can't help you if you're going to try and catch the ball. Like, mm-hmm. if you're trying to push it away, like, that actually helps me here. But then he saw me jump and my attempt at a jump. And he was like, and then he also saw my kneecaps.
I was going to say, I'm glad you didn't do it, because can you imagine the bruises that you would have on your body?
Well, also, like, there is in no world my diving for a ball. Like, I would just, no. like, I'm not going to do that. Like, I am a bag of bones tied together by some very thin skin. Like, that's, mm-hmm. like, and, like, you mean to tell me, like, I'm going to throw my fragile body on the ground yeah, for a ball? No. I don't have that mentality at all. I would rather, like, quit on my own terms than, like, fail at something, mm-hmm. which is my downfall.
Yeah.
That's fine. Anyways, all of that
and
aside.
Where are you?
Oh my gosh. If you're watching on Patreon, subscribe to Patreon, watch the video versions of the podcast. Thankfully, this is quite blown out, because I am in the messiest room in our house that I have literally not unpacked at all. This is my office. I won't lie, being in this room, I've kind of just avoided it, because it's, I can live in denial that I've been done a lot of unpacking when I just pretend that this room doesn't exist.
But also, you've only been there for, what, 10 days?
Yes.
So you've done enough.
I've done more than enough. And mm-hmm. I was unpacking yesterday, and I was unpacking the, like, bathroom was like full of my like makeup, hair care, skin care, like all of that stuff. I literally, at our old place, I had the cabinet space under two, like, his and her gender norms, but, like, you know, in those sinks. And then I also had an entire closet full of like extra stuff. And so now I needed to like find a place. So I moved all of that, and I like keep reminding that like my threshold for like how long I've been standing or walking or standing up and down is so much lower than I think it is. When I tell myself like, oh, like, you have to take it easy, like, your body is dying, I have to like set that bar even lower than I think I do. Because yesterday, not to worry everybody, but then I was convinced I had a blood clot in my leg, because my leg was like swelling and it was like so tight, and it just like really like you know, that kind of like aching kind of like pain.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, and I like made Mats rub it. And he was like, pulled my sweatpants up. And he was like, your ankle is huge. Like, you must have sprained your ankle. I was like, I don't think I did. Like, I literally just think that this has been from like standing and getting up and walking. But he made the great point that I haven't necessarily let my body fully recover from moving. And like now that threshold of like how long I can stand and like walk and move around and put weight on like my legs and stuff is like much lower. And I was like, ooh, you're right. So I've been wearing my compression socks since, and it's doing a lot better. And yeah, I'm very, very, very paranoid about getting a blood clot because I'm in the perfect age range and I'm a woman who is also on birth control. And I, Justine, just had a blood clot, and so did Hailey Bieber. And so now I am like these fellow blonde women who live in Los Angeles. I am now on hyper high alert for them. So
you said I, Justine, but I pictured iCarly in my head.
That's what like, Mott's
not blonde.
I asked Monty last night, I was like, do you know who I just eat it? I just eat it. He goes, yeah, Nickelodeon. Great show. And I was like, that's iCarly. And he was like, oh.
She and I was took like, her name from that dub, didn't she?
No, it was Apple.
Oh.
So they both took the inspiration from Apple. But I thought it was funnier to me that like Mott's like worked in industry and also like specifically worked in like the YouTube space at the era of I, Justine. And so I was like, the fact that you know what iCarly is, but not I, Justine, but he does know who she is. But I can't wait for you to see the house.
No, when I get back.
Yay. Can't wait for you to see it. I guess we should tell everybody about this show.
I guess
you're here, you're listening, or you're watching. This is Don't Blame Me. We're an advice podcast where we give you wonderful, life-changing, amazing advice. And you might be wondering, how are these two scientists, beautiful women who
I actually that does work for me.
Okay. So that makes me feel bad about myself. So let me come with a different one. How do these two internationally renowned contortionists, athletes, spokeswomen for every brand that has ever been, and best friends, close personal friends of both Oprah, Viola Davis, and Z-Way.
Kiki Palmer.
How do they have time to grace us mere plebs with beautiful, wonderful advice? It's because we are the best.
Right. They say that you make time for what you want. And so we want to be there for you. So we take time out of our very, very busy schedules and provide you with the best possible advice possible.
Yeah. So Call Her Daddy might be exactly. Call Her Daddy might be getting paid millions and millions of dollars to continue her show, but we are doing this out of the goodness of our own heart. But hey, if you would like to give us millions of dollars,
great.
We're not going to say no. Okay. And as we say on this show, what we lack in credentials, we make up for
in opinions.
So, yeah, that's our show. If you want to call in for an upcoming episode, you can leave us a voicemail at 310-694-0976. And international listeners, you can send us an audio message at meganpodcast@gmail.com. Just record your voice, whether that's voice memo or voicemail. Tell us the predicament that's currently happening in your life and what you want us to give you some advice on. And in order to give you the best possible advice, we ask that you give us all of the relevant information. If you want to let us know your pronouns, please do. Don't feel pressured to do so if you don't want to. Let us know your ages, if this is about a relationship, how long have you been together, if it's about a friendship, how old is everybody in the story. It all remains totally anonymous. But if you want to use like fake names for your friends or for people who are involved in the story, go for it. And let us know if you're sensitive. We will take that in mind when giving advice. If you are a fragile little water sign, like that's okay. Just let us know. And let us know if you want us to be like, you can be as harsh as possible. We love all of that. But yeah, we are definitely looking for a wide variety of calls. I feel like we've gotten a lot of like pretty similar ones recently. So if you have something that you're like, oh, I don't know if I should call them about it, give it a try. We want to hear.
If you're like, oh, I heard this call and I have something similar, please just take our advice from the other call. Because if it's similar, we're not going to replay it.
Yeah. And then you can also, we can give you advice on a different situation in your life. Think of it's like a twofer. Like somebody already basically asked the exact same question that you have. You swap out a little bit of the information and then you can call us with an additional thing. And then you got two personalized, essentially, advice segments for just one call.
For the price of one.
Free.
Yep. Free 99.
Free 99. But if you are like, hey, I have pockets, whether they are deep or shallow, and you would like to spread the wealth by contributing to our Patreon and supporting the show, we do appreciate that. We do video versions of every podcast. You can see our facial reactions, which I think are quite literally priceless. But we also do live streams twice a month.
If you go over to the Patreon, you can also see how the Arkansas humidity is making my curls pop.
So good. Like, fantastic. Mm-hmm. And the skin is glowing.
Yeah, the LA heat is really holding me down.
I think if you watch on Patreon, you will actually see the stark. I look gray and like my skin is like sallow, my hair dry, and then you look at Melissa glowing hair.
Well, there's also a ring light in front of me, so
okay. But I'm completely backlit, so like you can really just see the dark circles, and it's just gotta get to that humidity in my life.
Yeah.
Well, what's new with you? Any housekeeping? Any things you want to update the people on?
No, I don't think so. I mean, one thing I find very funny is that my dad likes to talk to the TV. He watches very interesting things, like basically like a cop show about wildlife officers. I don't know what they're called. Those people that
park
go
rangers?
And like maybe park rangers. I don't know, that go and arrest people if they don't have fishing license. But he also watches a lot of like daytime court TV and then the news all day. But he like talks to the TV as well. And so every time somebody that comes on like talking about anti-abortion stuff or a lot of campaigns that are running.
Oh, yeah.
For candidates that are here in Arkansas, he just yells and she's like, that's so fucking stupid. That's dumb.
Hey, that
so
sounds like my dad.
That. Yeah. So I appreciate that.
As a kid, I used to like walk out into the living, like be like, yeah. And he's like, no, not, I'm not talking to you. And I'm like, okay, well, it's only you and me in this house. And you're yelling at CNN. Actually, to be fair, it was less likely that, it was more likely he was talking to NPR that was playing on his crank radio.
Oh, yes.
Dads, what a vibe. Mm-hmm. What a vibe. Have you got any good food? Do you have like a food that like when you go back home, like you either want your parents to... Both of your parents cook?
My mom does not cook.
I didn't think she did. No. I don't want to comfort.
I mean, she can't. I mean, she, I'll say she's got like two dishes and like Thanksgiving food that she's good at. But
okay,
like,
that makes sense. Personality like wise, I've never met your parents, but personality wise, from everything I know about them, your dad gives me cooking energy. Your mom gives me buys you the best birthday cake energy.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Like beautiful cakes, like really, really nice, great flavors. Mm-hmm. That's the vibe I get.
Yeah. I'll have her come in when we're done recording. You can say hi.
Oh my God, I can't wait. Wait, so is there anything that you like requested to be like food-wise, or is there like a restaurant that like when you're home you always want to go to?
I always want barbecue. I always want Sonic. But the last couple of weeks, my stomach hasn't been doing great. So I haven't really had like a craving for anything specific yet, but I did get barbecue the first day I was here. But the things that I want, I don't think I can eat. Like there's this restaurant called Mermaids that does like really good, like seafood pasta that I enjoy, Cajun seafood pasta. I don't think I can eat it.
You have to be in the correct stomach space for a seafood pasta.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so creamy,
I haven't been craving it. No, it's Cajun. So what is that base? I don't know. It's more spicy.
But there's still, most of the time you would, even in like a cake, you'd have some heavy cream or cheese.
I mean, yeah, there is a heavy cream. Yes, you're correct. When you say creamy, I think like Alfredo.
Oh.
But yes, you're correct.
Do you like Alfredo?
No.
Oh, okay. I was like, Alfredo. I thought you were, I would never even assume that
also,
you would.
Also, that would put me on the toilet for days.
Yeah. Days. But yeah, I'm excited for you to be home. Well, I guess that's all of our housekeeping stuff. Yeah. Everything that's new with us. And we don't have an update for this episode. If we have been in contact with you, or someone from our team has been in contact with you about scheduling an update, please check your email and like check back. We have a couple people we're waiting on hearing from. And if you haven't emailed in with an update and you do have an update, you've been a call that we've played on a previous episode, send us an email. We would love to hear an update.
You know who I want to hear from that we never heard back from? That gal that went on a date with her boyfriend to meet her boyfriend's father. And then the father was her ex hookup. And then he texted her and said that the father texted her and said that she wanted to have a baby with her. I want to hear
where
from
is
you.
She? And here's right. the thing. Judgment free. I don't say that. I mean that. I never say judgment free because I'm always judging. But if I say it, I mean it. Like, judgment free. If you got with the dad, like if you whatever you did.
She didn't want to be with the dad. That's
what I mean. Like, if you did something that was out of character, or like you felt like, oh, I did the complete opposite thing, or I like completely changed my tune on this. Truly, this will be the one time I will promise, I ensure, judgment free. Except I reserve the right for judgment if incest is involved. That's a call. That's a in the future call back to this week's episode of But Am I Wrong?
You know what? I missed a good teabagging tea party reference there.
Oh, damn.
We'll
say it here now so then people know. We're not going to tell you what we're talking about, but just know at the appropriate time, Melissa does wish she had included a teabagging tea party reference.
Mm-hmm. It would have been so good.
But now it's like a choose your own adventure.
Yeah, I'm surprised no one on TikTok or anything brought it up either.
It's probably on Twitter.
True.
But yeah, you can just swipe it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait for everyone to hear that part. Okay. Shall we get into the calls?
We shall.
Hello, Megan and Melissa. So I am 24. I go by they, them pronouns. So my situation, I never thought that this would happen to me, but I have a crush on a coworker, which I always tell myself, because I actually learned this really good advice from Jocelyn Davis, where she says, I don't shit where I eat, basically meaning don't date in work or in work environment. But I have a crush on an employee, a coworker who is 40 something. I forgot his age. He goes by he, him pronouns. And every time he like talks to me, I kind of have like, you know, those giggly, bubbly emotions, which is very not like me. Like, I'm literally like Daria. And I always like to keep myself professional at work. Like, I always like to keep my work friends just like professional and everything. But this guy, I'm just like, sheesh, I like you and you are cute and you look like a shorter version of Maluma. Maluma is a singer, if you guys don't know who that is. So yeah, how do I like suppress these feelings? Because I don't want to like, you know, I would rather have this guy be my friend than a crush, if that makes sense. So I really hope you guys can help me out. Oh, and just so you know, I am in therapy, but I haven't talked to my therapist lately because she is going into surgery. So I'm trying my best to keep things intact. Since I do have time, I am Gemini, Sun, Aries, Moon, and Gemini Rising. Okay, thanks. Bye.
I hope that there's nobody who doesn't know who Maluma is, but if you do not know who Maluma is or you don't know what Maluma looks like, I just need you all to look it up because that really does heavily influence this because Maluma is
hot.
So hot.
I didn't know who that was until on TikTok, you know, they got the little things where you're doing the head of who would you rather,
yeah,
you know, and he's in a few of them. And I was like, who is this beautiful man? And then I looked it up and I was like, oh, got it. Okay. So now I do know who he is.
He's stunning. And I'm really glad that like, that's actually like a very key, important part of his information because like, I like sometimes when people like call in for stuff, I'm like, I need to know, like when you're like dickmatized by someone and I'm like, why are you letting this bad behavior or whatever? Sometimes it is helpful to know, like, give me a celebrity that they look like, because if you tell me they look like someone who I don't think is cute, like, that helps me and like helps me know you more. But it would be hard to have a coworker who looked like Maluma. But you did say like a shorter version of Maluma. And how tall is Maluma?
Look, some people don't have hangups on height. OK, Megan, some people aren't 5'9". How tall are you? What do you lie? You say 5'7"?
5'7".
Some people, yeah. Some people aren't 5'7", and, you know, they don't mind short kings.
Well, I just want you to know that Maluma says that they're 5'10".
Okay.
So Maluma's probably 5'8". Short king. We love a short king.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so my instinct in this is like, yes, don't shit where you eat. Having a crush on a coworker, like pursuing a relationship with a coworker is not good. Having a crush, I think if you are single, if he is single, I think a crush can be pretty innocent if it doesn't, if it remains a, like, I don't know, because I kind of at the same time, I think we need a different version. We need like a tiers of crushes, because like sometimes crushes are all consuming and you're like, oh my gosh, I have to like plan what I'm wearing because like I want to like know what they think I look like, and I want, and like it consumes your, all of your thoughts, like, you're not performing well in work. You're not doing well in school. Like, you're all consumed by this. But then there's kind of that no pressure, no strings attached little thing that it just makes an activity that you don't like so much kind of fun. And it's something that you can look forward to and like flirting, and it's cute, but it's not taking over your life. So I think if you can, if it can maintain in the passive but fun, just adds a little bit of like excitement to like work, I think that's like totally fine. But you basically just have to ensure that it doesn't get farther than that. But I would also say that the age thing is like, there's a difference between thinking someone's hot and having a crush on them. And I think that like, once you're having this back and forth flirtation, that worries me that he is also into you, just because I don't like any relationships that have someone who is like basically twice their age being into someone like, yeah, half their age. That to me doesn't sit right. It doesn't, that's not a knock to younger people who are attracted to or find themselves having crushes on older people. That's something that like is psychologically can be broken down and figured out why. But I don't like the older. I don't like him participating in this crush. I think it's inappropriate on his end. But you said like, I would rather remain friends and like get over the crush. I think you need to do less than that and just be coworkers.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's the key for me, is you can look all you want. You can maybe even fantasize all you want, as long as it doesn't interfere with your work. But I don't think you should even be friends with this person, because there's plenty of fruit out there that we can't eat. You like pineapple, but you can't eat it.
Right. Good point.
So like, it's there, but it doesn't necessarily mean that we should participate because it's bad for us. And so this helps if like you having a crush on them is detrimental to your work. Maybe look into, you know, find some things about them that you don't like. Like, maybe they breathe too hard. Maybe they suck on their teeth. Maybe they, I don't know, just do things that turn you off, and maybe find those things to help with pushing this crush off. But, and sometimes you get to know people too, and you're actually, they may look appeasing, but their personality also turns you off from them. And then what else? What else can you do? The age thing is the biggest thing. Because if they were like closer to your age, I would be like, you know, if you later down the road have a different job, you don't work in the same department, sure, go for it. But it's the age is the biggest, well, second biggest thing here for me. So, you know, this is, I mean, truthfully, this is somebody that could be your father.
That's what I was going to say. Like, if you maybe Google celebrities or people who are his age, and I think that like burst the Maluma bubble and like bring it down to earth with a, I don't know, who's like a man in his, who's a celebrity in his like mid 40s that like you wouldn't be attracted to. I'm hesitant to find actors because actors are all attractive.
Nick Lachey.
Yeah. Like, or like Chris Pratt. Like, there's just
that.
I don't know. How old is he?
I don't think he's that old.
Wow. Okay. These men are too attractive for me to use them.
Jared Leto. That's a good one.
Yeah, that is a good one. Like, Will Ferrell.
But see, personality-wise, she might.
That's true. I was just thinking about that. I was like, yeah, I'm fire looking personality.
At
person.
Yeah, I'm looking at personality, and yeah, I think Jared Leto is a good one.
Yeah, he's the like. Not only is he like problematic, he's also just like really cringy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, I just think that and I mean this in the kindest way possible. Like, my advice to everybody who is into somebody who is like twice their age. Don't think about it in like, this isn't meant to be like a knock to your confidence. Like, you're all like really, really wonderful people and like you're all great and like you deserve so much. But the reason why this older person is like interested in you is not because you're really funny and you're really great and you have like a wonderful personality. That can't outweigh a predatory and like power dynamic. And anyone who is like a really good person wouldn't. Like, the power dynamic outweighs all of your, like, really wonderful and great traits. And so then it becomes that they like that power dynamic. I think there are, like, yeah, those things can be successful, but it not in this is, like, the perfect storm of that. And it seems like you're very aware of that and, like, you don't want this to continue. But I also don't know what your job is. So if it's something where you're, like, being scheduled – like you work shifts with somebody and it's about like scheduling. Like, I think like you can make an excuse to be like, hey, I'm starting to take a class on these days, which are the days that like he normally works. And like, I would love if I could like switch my schedule around to have like work on these days and kind of create some separation. But I think Melissa's right. You find the icks, you like figure out what his icks are. And then you also find like just icks about compare him to other people in your life or celebrities who are his age who you don't like and can then have those icks there as well. And then and day to day at work and that stuff, realize that like you flirting with him doesn't like it's him flirting with you back like that. We need to make that give you the ick because it should give you the ick. But I think you're in a work bubble. It's like camp goggles. So it can feel kind of hard and. In that sense, but out of sight, out of mind. And then if that doesn't work, just paint them as like a disgusting just person who's like just full of icks. And then you're like, ew.
I was going to say, I don't want people that breathe heart to come at me because I am a fellow heart breather. So
she is.
You know, someone would no. say that.
Well, yeah. And also just know if any hard breathers want to come for Melissa, I just want to know, where were you? When Moss is on the podcast, where were you defending his name in right. these comments? I don't believe you. Then you're just attacking yeah. Melissa. Like, I don't believe that you stand for hard mouth breathers because Moss was right there.
I'm a hard nose breather. And sometimes I'm listening to this. Coco, our editor, does a great job of getting them out. But I've listened to other ones where I'm the one doing the first edit on it. And I'm like, damn, I breathe very hard.
You've got pretty clear nasal passages, though. Like, it's clear. You've got a pretty straight-ass septum.
Yeah, it's not because of the septum. It's just because of my lung condition that yeah. I breathe hard.
I am the opposite. I breathe much more through my mouth because despite having gotten a nose job, my septum is still not great. Mm-hmm. So it's straighter. But I was going to say, let's come up with some universal icks that could be helpful. So, like, picture him running after the bus that's late and his, like, pants are a little bit too long and he's like tripping over them. Ick.
Okay. See, I would say that and be like, adorable. Some people's icks are other people's pleasure.
Or other people's yums.
Yeah. Some people are into wedgie picking too.
Okay. What else? Imagine
that's
him.
The thing is you can't because some people are into things. So there's not like a universal ick. Unless it's like a red flag.
Okay, so like, but take your pick. Like, take whatever serves for you. And I'm not saying that these are all icks. Like, I'm just offering different ones. Take which one applies. That he still calls his mom, mommy. That could be an ick. Picture him having explosive diarrhea. Picture him sending back a plate of food because it's too spicy. Or picture him saying, please no pepper. That's too spicy for me.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Like, just picture these, like, just go out of your way.
I don't know why that's making me laugh.
It's too spicy. What else? Picture him saying that Britney Spears should cover up more on her Instagram. Mm-hmm. That is an ick holding a fistful mm-hmm. of red flags. Picture mm-hmm. him saying that he thinks that he thought Maroon 5's Super Bowl performance was better than Beyonce's. Sorry, wow. I should have waited till you're done drinking.
Wow. That's a good one. Knowing who this person is too.
I know. That's why I picked that one. Mm-hmm. Picture him saying that Barbies were more elite than Bratz dolls, which I just think Bratz dolls were the most I love both of them so much, but I just think we as a society gave the Bratz dolls a movie, sure, but like we didn't give them the hype that they deserved.
That's your opinion.
But I love Barbies too.
Okay.
I just have a soft spot for Bratz because my dad bought me when I was like, I don't know how old I was.
I think for me, it's because I was, when Bratz came out, I was older. So it wasn't a toy for me. That makes sense. Yeah.
Bratz were cheaper than Barbies. And I wanted, like, everyone had the Barbie dream houses. And I, like, really wanted one. But my dad bought me a Bratz motorcycle.
That's and I was cool. And that seems cool. On par for him, too.
He used to have a motorcycle. Mm-hmm. Okay. I feel like we've given you a vast amount of icks. If anybody wants to comment on the latest Instagram post with just some generic potential icks to envision, please comment them and we can help you out of this situation. And maybe it's helpful. No, I was going to say maybe it's helpful to picture Maluma doing these things, but like there's no chance because I can picture Maluma having explosive diarrhea and be like, okay.
How can you judge when you have explosive diarrhea yourself?
Daily, to be fair. I am like so unfazed by poop.
Yeah.
So I would have to pick something else.
That's what I'm saying. Like some people's icks, other people's yums.
That's true. I would not say diarrhea is the yum. I would just say it's a yum, part it's of my life.
Neutral. Neutral.
Yeah. Well.
All right. Next call.
Hi, Megan and Melissa. Just want to say, first off, I did call earlier and I had a script, but I got self-conscious and went completely off script. So I'm back with a better script. Anyways, I am 20, 21 in a few weeks, and my pronouns are she, her. I am calling about FOMO, or the fear of missing out. As a woman in like the 18 to 25 age range, my feeds on every social media are filled with engagements, weddings, pregnancies, and babies. I feel like no matter how many times I click not interested, it's either that content just keeps showing or it's a friend posting that content or announcing something like that. And while I am super proud of the achievements I've made in my life, like starting school again, moving to a different state with my boyfriend, etc., seeing all this content makes it hard. It feels like society and my friends and family are making me feel less than by not starting to hit those milestones fast enough. Both my boyfriend and my families keep asking when we will get engaged and keep bringing up examples of friends and family friends of ours who got engaged within the last 6 months to a year, who had only been together for 6 months or a year. For reference, we've been together for about 3.5. And after hearing it and them talking about it all the time, it does make me a little bit insecure. But all that being said, I would love all the advice on how to not feel like I'm missing out and like I'm way behind everyone else when it comes to life. Thanks. Oh, and feel free to be harsh if you need to. Love the pie.
I feel like you can probably speak to this a little bit better than me because California, not all of California, but where I grew up, the median, like most parents were in their like late 30s, early 40s having kids. And I think maybe a couple people from my high school have babies, like maybe, but like I don't have that. And then I moved to Los Angeles, which is even more like that. But you have the southern side, which I think is a little bit more of this timeline. Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, I can speak to this. You're 21 and you're seeing this. When I was in college age, a lot of friends were getting engaged, especially the ones I went to high school with, were getting engaged. And then by the time we were out of college for a couple of years, they were getting married. One thing that might make you feel better is that a lot of them are now divorced. I don't know if that would make you feel better, but a lot of the ones that got married very early on are divorced right now and on their second marriage. I know somebody that's on their third marriage. So I don't know if that is comforting to you, but I'm someone that, like, I see a lot of people that when I was at that age that they were getting into relationships because they were maybe specifically, do you know this term of going to college for your MRS degree?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what they were doing. I would see so many red flags with the people that they were dating. They were just getting married and engaged to be getting married and engaged, and maybe looking more into their relationships, if they're somebody that's a friend, and examining their relationships and see if, like, this is actually something that, like, is their relationship the kind of relationship that you want? Because if not, then what are you missing out on? The announcement? Okay. And I know your family is kind of pressuring you, but you just said, you know, you just got back in school. There are other things for you to be focused on, and marriage and baby announcements and engagements are not, you know, things that you're interested in right now. So I would simply just, like, what are you missing out on? What do you think that it is that you're missing out on? Is it the spectacle of all of it? Or do you actually, like, don't feel like where you should be in your life? And I would write down these. I'm a visual person. I would write down, like, what I actually want in life, how I feel right now. Am I being fulfilled? And if there are areas that aren't as fulfilled as others, then how can I fulfill it? And don't worry about other people's things. Also, if there's people that you're following on social media that you're not particularly friends with, or you're not, like, close to, but they're just people that you followed, unfollow them or mute them. Those are options. You can also mute phrases and words on social media, and doing that can also block those unwanted things out.
Yeah, I agree with all of that. I will say that secure people who are secure and really happy with the decisions that they make don't try to encourage other people to make those same choices and decisions. Mm-hmm. It reminds me of the same thing of drinking. Like, when you're like, oh, I'm not going to drink. It's like, come on, like, I'm drinking, it'll be so fun. Like, do this. And I'm like, oh, you are insecure about this thing, or maybe you don't feel really comfortable with this. And, like, you want a buddy along with you on this sinking ship. And not that I'm calling, like, young marriage or any of these, like, milestones as a sinking ship, but I have, like, friends who are married. I have friends who, like, are engaged. I have friends who are single. I have friends with kids. I have friends who don't have kids. And no one ever asked me that I personally knew, like, when are you going to get engaged? When are you guys going to do that? Like, when are you going to do that? It was people I didn't know. And now that I am engaged, like, I don't ask my friends when they're going to, like, who are in, like, one of my close friends, her and her boyfriend have been together longer, I think probably a year or two before Mats and I. And she was asking me about, like, what we wanted to do for, like, a wedding or whatever. And then she was like, yeah, I think I would want to do something like this. And I was like, oh, do you guys want to get married? And she was like, yeah, of course. And I was like, oh, cool. Like, but I never even thought to ask, because it just is so, mm-hmm. in the most loving thing possible. Like, it has, I don't really give a fuck. Like, I truly, like, I don't, someone else getting married and getting that, like, document, in most cases, it never affects me, but in, like, most cases is completely irrelevant to my life. If it's helpful for me knowing my friend is, like, a different power of attorney, that's great. If it's about, like, immigration, amazing. Like, those are things that piece of paper I can, as an outsider, can, like, really be so excited for, like, that large change that means. But other than that, I couldn't fucking care less. And so I think, like, when there's that, like, self-induced FOMO, and then there is, like, the FOMO from other people and this, like, pressure. And I also wonder, like, would you care and would you feel this way if no one else was doing these things? Like, do you feel like you are behind on your own personal timeline and schedule? Or do you feel like everybody else is what you perceiving as everybody else's timelines and schedules are influencing yours? And is that, like you said, like, we must, like, write down everything that you want to do and, like, what you're currently doing, and try your best to, like, take out what everybody else is doing from the equation. And would you still want to be engaged at a certain age? Like, would you want, and also those things can also change. Like when I was younger, I wanted to be like engaged at like, I don't know, 21 or something. But I also want to be careful with, I don't want anyone to come for this caller, because I think that feeling like you're behind is a really universal experience. And it truly, I personally think it truly does not matter what you have accomplished, because the goalposts will always keep moving. So whether you're listening to this call and you are single and you don't have a long-term partner and like you feel like you're behind on getting engaged and getting married, like the goalpost keeps moving for all of us personally. That's just like the culture that we live in. And so I think it's really okay to change our timelines from like what we thought we wanted or like what we thought would happen, and also reflect on like, why did we think that? Like when I like looked back to like thinking I was going to be engaged at like a certain age, I'm like, okay, let's like really, really break this down. I thought I was going to be engaged. I wanted to be engaged by the end of college, but also there's a flaw in your argument, Megan, because you didn't want to go to college. You didn't want to finish college anyway, but it's because I watched Greek and I loved like that they were doing that. And so like, that's what I wanted to do. And like, it wasn't like these things were put there because they were really well thought out in my head or very intentional or had some sort of meaning. They kind of became these like this arbitrary timeline that I created for myself when I didn't have the knowledge and information and life experience to create said timeline. Mm-hmm. Like it just doesn't make sense. And so I also think that, like Melissa said, mute people, but I would go out of your way to follow people that you don't necessarily know in real life, but like whether that's like influencers, like celebrities, like people, like just content creators who are not married and are not engaged and like don't have kids. And you could even go out of your way to follow those people who are like child-free by choice ones, like just anything that will in turn like not only diversify your feed from like what you see, but that gives you more content that's the polar opposite of what you're currently getting to engage with. And then the algorithm will bring you more of that kind of stuff. And the day-to-day pressures of like people asking you that stuff, I just think like you just say like, we're going to be doing it on our own timeline. Like there's no rush. And I think it's harder to deal with that when it's coming from like family and you're in like a newer, she said she's in a new city, right? Mm-hmm. Or just school. Yeah. And like befriending people who are in the kind of similar life stages you, because I mean, at 20, turning 21, Mots and I weren't even dating. I'd never even met Mots at that point.
Yeah, I'm in my mid-30s. I'm not married. I'm not engaged. I'm not having kids. Like, these are things that eventually I want. But, like, when it comes, it comes. I'm not out here, like, sad about it. I'm just, like, looking at other people's relationships and where they are and seeing, I think a lot of people, honestly, a lot of people settle for what's there. And that's not the kind of and that's fine. You know, that's what you want. You just want to be with someone that you're comfortable with, or, you know, just because they're there and you ignore a lot of red flags and then get divorced later. And that's the kind of life you want. Great. But that's not the life I want.
Yeah. I would rather sacrifice than settle. And so like at all points of your life, you're going to be sacrificing something, whether it's you're sacrificing work to focus on relationship, you're sacrificing like choosing to really throw yourself into work and not date for a while. Like I think like life is like full of sacrifice, and sacrifice is a intentional choice that I get to make, but I'm not going to settle. Like, and settling doesn't get rid of sacrifice. Like, and I think a lot of people when they're young think it does. And so a lot of people get married and pop out babies like really young, and they end up settling for someone who can support them while they stay at home so they can do that. And they're sacrificing their career. But in turn for sacrificing that, which is your choice, totally do that, they might in turn be settling for a relationship.
Yep.
So everybody wants what somebody else has, and you just have to exist in an echo chamber for a bit and figure out what it is that you want without the influence of other people. Move to LA proper, because
nobody.
Very relatable though. Best of luck.
Let's take a break.
Okay, we will be back.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Today's episode is brought to you by the Yaman Spa Styler Hair Tool that we both have. We have their blow dryer. And this is doing something that I've never once seen before on a blow dryer. It's got red light therapy, but the thing that I am the most excited about, because I literally just opened my package, it's got a scalp massager attachment. Like, what? What? Hello, my scalp is so incredibly excited. And as someone who has been a big fan of like Korean and Japanese beauty that I've like very much gone into, specifically skincare, and I've started dabbling into makeup, I just know that like hot tools. Oh, I'm sat. I'm ready and I'm primed and my scalp cannot wait to be massaged.
I am literally sitting here with it in my hand as we're talking. It's so, first of all, it's well made. Like, it fits great in my hand. It's not too thick. I have tiny hands of a child and it's not too thick in my hand. And then also the attachment for the massager, it's just so, like, I'm rubbing it against my hand and it's just so soft and flexible and just invigorating that I'm really excited to get this thing on this scalp.
I'm so excited because I have to say, blow drying your hair is, in diffusing your hair, all those things, it's a time consuming process. So to be able to be like, let me take a break and treat myself, give myself a little head massage, do a little red light therapy, like, fantastic. Plus, it's lightweight, so your arm's not gonna get so tired. Absolutely tired. And yeah, very ergonomic, fantastic.
Yaman is a leading Japanese beauty brand, blends modern technology with traditional beauty rituals to revolutionize the industry. Their US brand portfolio includes Makanai Pure Beauty, MediLift, Mineral Air, and Yaman Tokyo, Japan.
To experience the future of beauty, you can visit yamanusa.com and use code BLAMEME for a 20% discount. That's BLAMEME at yamanusa.com. That's yamanusa.com for 20% off using our code BLAMEME. And we're back. Let's roll the tapes.
Hi, Melissa and Megan. I'm calling to ask for advice on my relationship with my boyfriend's mom. I'm 22 years old, pronouns she, her, and have been dating a 24-year-old man, pronouns he, him, for about 6 months now. His mom, who I will call Laura, is in her mid-60s and uses she, her pronouns. Last week, we flew to spend a week with Laura, who I had never met, in my boyfriend's hometown. I want to say before I get too far into this call that I like Laura, and I know she likes me, as she told my boyfriend so multiple times throughout the week that we spent with her. I'm looking for advice because Laura said multiple things over the course of the week that I was offended by. Usually, I don't tend to give people the benefit of the doubt, but I truly don't believe Laura was trying to hurt my feelings because she privately told my boyfriend how much she likes me. Laura could not get over the fact that I have a tattoo and piercings. She brought it up multiple times and mentioned it to my boyfriend that she was glad he didn't have any. Laura even brought up my tattoo to my boyfriend's aunt while I was in the room and spoke as if I wasn't there. The next thing that happened was that she was constantly asking questions about my religion. I was raised Catholic and still consider myself to be Catholic, but I don't attend Mass often. We were discussing Roe v. Wade, and Laura, who is vocally pro-choice, told me I must be a Catholic out of convenience because I am pro-choice. I felt like it was really insulting to comment about the way I choose to practice Catholicism, a denomination she admitted to knowing very little about. Before I talk about the last thing, I want to give a trigger warning for talking about weight and quote-unquote health. At the dinner table, Laura told me she was concerned about my boyfriend's weight and his health. She said she believes he cares more about his mental health than his physical health. I'm not sure why this was such a horrible thing to her, but I digress. I am a bigger person and so is my boyfriend, but both of us are in peak health. I know that health is not determined by size, but Laura kept going on and on about how worried she was for him and how she wanted me to look out for my boyfriend's health. This bothers me immensely for two reasons. One, she is openly criticizing my boyfriend in front of both of us. And two, when Laura was saying she wasn't okay with my boyfriend's weight, she was implying that she's not okay with fatness, a category I also fell into. My boyfriend didn't push back against this comment, but he wasn't happy about it, and we've had multiple discussions about it. When my boyfriend has pushed back against her comments, Laura has gotten genuinely upset with herself. Having seen that, I truly believe she is ignorant to how hurtful she is being. Another factor I think is at play is that Laura is older. She abides by traditional Southern values that my parents, who are about 10 years younger than Laura, don't follow. I went into this weekend expecting some type of tiff between us, but I realized I don't know how to react or respond in this situation. I love my boyfriend, and family is important to both of us. I would like help learning how to ignore Laura's comments. Thank you so much, and have a great day.
I don't think the solution is learning how to ignore Laura. I think if Laura is as ignorant and clueless as you both are making her out to be, it's calling her out on it and watching her change her behavior.
Yeah. Sometimes people like this, like, you call them out and their behavior probably won't change, and you either have to accept it and just know that this is who it is, who they are. You'll keep calling, especially when they're at this big age. You'll call them out when they say something offensive, and then you either have to internalize it or you just move past it, depending on what kind of relationship you want with them. So I don't think there's going to be any changing her. Somebody that's set in their ways like this, I don't think there's any changing.
I don't know, because I mean, my inclining is yes, that like that if some of these things that like, I don't know, I think that like, people do, like, you know, older people, it was a different generation. They say crazy stuff all the time. And like, I know people in their 60s who are horrible people and like say horrible things. And I know people in their 60s who are like wonderful people and say like wonderful, great mm-hmm. things. And that is not determined by their age. It's like, it's mostly who you are. But like, if you are all saying that like she feels like genuinely so bad.
I'm not saying it's because of her age that she's the way she is. I'm saying that she's set in her ways that she may not change.
But if she says that when they pointed out, she feels like horrible and like is like, oh, I so didn't read, like when it's like, hold on. The times my boyfriend has pushed back against her comments, Laura has gotten genuinely upset at herself. And having seen that, I truly believe she's just ignorant about this stuff. So like, I don't know. I think like, I agree though, in the sense that like, I don't think that you can in any situation for someone to like, improve or to teach them and like have it be an educational moment, like that's Laura's choice, like she mm-hmm. has that choice. But I think like I personally, if it was me And this stuff happens. Like, I've been in situations where people have said something that I, in the moment, you pick and choose of, like, is this something that I am comfortable kind of, like, letting slide? And, like, not because, like, it aligns with me, like, ethically or morally, but because, like, this comment did damage to me, but it will do more damage to me to fight for this. Mm-hmm. Because, like, sometimes, like, I think about that a lot when, like, people say, like, ableist stuff sometimes, where I'm just, like, I can read between the lines when I'm hearing you, like, don't, like, care or value other people's lives. I don't need to push you on that because I don't need to hear you say that in another form. Like, it just hurts too much. Like, I don't want more of that. But then there are other things where if it's, like, a quick thing that I feel like, oh, hey, like, you know, but I think there's, like, a way to kind of, like, go about and do that. But, like, if she's gonna be, like, so brazen to, like, talk on your tattoos or your piercings to the aunt while you're in the room, just, like, I would just be like, Laura, you're not telling her, if it's her aunt or her sister, like, Laura, you didn't tell your sister that. You asked me next week, we can go get your nipples pierced. Like, come on. Like, I don't think she's playing with fire. I think if she wants to play, like, the ignorance card, I think for me, that what I would dish back is kind of, like, sarcasm, humor, and, like, funniness in there. Because if you truly think that, I don't know, when someone is being intentionally ignorant, I kind of tend to, like, pointing it out, pretending that they're joking, and I'm joking along, because then the alternative is, like, oh, are you going to double down on what you said? Or are you also agreeing that, like, oh, we're all just having fun here? Like, then I'm having fun too. But I think when it comes to, like, the weight and health one, that one's really hard, because that, I will say, is, like, not just even, like, a generational thing. Like, that's just a lot of people's belief system and, like, narrative around, like, fatness. And I think that I obviously am, like, I'm a thin person, so I can't, like, speak from the community aspect of that. But I would say in those instances, I think that, like, you and your boyfriend just need a game plan, because it is his mom. So the same way that I said, I don't want to, like, argue with people about ableism to, like, tell them that they should care about, like, my life. When it is coming from his mom, that fat phobia might be, like, especially hurtful to him. But that's for you and him to kind of have a conversation to talk about, where you might feel more comfortable pushing back against those comments. He might not. And so I think you both just need to be on the same page when it's things that apply to both of you. Because I think that you have every right to push back on things that are just about you. But when it comes to things that affect him as well, if you push her and she continues to say more hurtful things, that's just, like, more bullets, more ammo. And it tends to be easier for the person who's not related. Like, you can kind of brush it off, like, fuck her, who cares? There's, like, a deeper relationship there with him and her. But yeah, I think that the best way to go about these things always is, like, just course correction. Like, in the moments, if she says something like, I can't believe, like, you're like, I'm so glad you have I'm so glad you don't have tattoos. I'd be like, why? You don't like tattoos? Like, what? So, like, what's your belief system about tattoos? Like, I think sometimes just not letting those comments slide and asking someone to explain what they mean, or asking them to kind of defend their stance, you have to just make the conscious choice in what topics are you comfortable with that. And, like, if that's not something you're not comfortable hearing her, if, like, religion is, like, a soft spot for you, that you don't feel comfortable kind of defending your own religion, especially when it comes to, like, being pro-choice, then draw the line there. Like, ignore those comments. But I don't think that the answer is that you have to ignore absolutely everything, because these things seem to, like, be affecting you. And in that moment, even if you can't change her mind, sometimes just standing up for yourself doesn't have to be combative, but just in, like, in asking what she means, or being like, oh, I don't agree with that, that can sometimes satiate it enough. It doesn't always have to be, like, a huge fight, or you completely ignore it. Like, I think there's, like, a middle ground.
Yeah, I'll add in with the religious aspect. And I've talked about it before. I, you know, consider myself a Christian. I don't really go to church because I think there's a lot of hypocrites in church. And I think people, for me, they go because of the show and not because of their actual relationship with God. And so maybe you say you consider yourself Catholic, but you don't go to mass because, you know, you don't want to go to mass, but you still have those beliefs. So maybe just say that, you know, my relationship with God or whatever is my relationship with God. It's not about other people. Also, if you want to be historically correct, most Christian organizations were pro-choice until recently when the evangelicals came along and decided that they want to control bodies. So that's not even, and because this woman, his mom, doesn't even know that much about Catholicism as it is, you know, I think knowing who you are and what you stand for and why you stand for those things is important when you're combating people that have different beliefs or have a certain view on what you believe, even if it's not their own, it's not how you personally believe. So like having reasons for why you believe what you believe also is a way to share a part of you and educate her as well. Just knowing who you are helps with that too.
No, I agree with that. Like, I think all of these conversations with her, I don't think you, if you let them die at these just comments of hers, you are like missing out on these conversations. Cause like the same way that you can ask her to further explain, she can ask you those same questions and like you can both learn more about each other. But yeah. Also, can we just say that you went to spend a week with her and you've been dating for 6 months?
That's pretty big.
That is really like, that's a lot. And yeah. That all things considering, like I don't want to say that this might be intentional, but this also could be her trying to kind of assert her power and dominance because she, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's pretty early on into a relationship where he's inviting you to come spend time with her and it shows that you're a very important part of his life and you've only been there for 6 months. So she might be also, her personality might be on like level 11 at this point, like just for show.
Yeah. Or one of those people just that just likes to question everything regardless.
Yeah.
Just because they find amusement in it or they actually might genuinely want to know things and they just question everything. But I find those type of people quite annoying because I get exhausted explaining myself all the time.
I would rather live in an echo chamber. I hate contrarians. Like, I hate people who are just like, I like to argue for the sake. I just have like a fun, just like lively argument. I want to argue with strangers online. I want to yell at strangers online. I do not want to like argue over like stupid shit with my friends. No.
Agree.
Well, best of luck. Would love an update, like in like, I don't know, 6 months to like see where your relationship's at and if like your relationship with her has changed or anything. It could be less than 6 months, but you know.
Please.
Okay.
All right. Next call.
Hi, Megan, Melissa. I am 18, she, her, and am a predicament. I'm going to start with some backstory here quick. Layla, she, her, 18, was my best friend all throughout childhood and who is a who the stories made me about. She had a boyfriend for 5 months, and we can call him Max, he, him, 19, and they had broken up 2 years before this current situation. 2 years ago, in February, my boyfriend of 3 years at the time had passed away. During this time, Layla and Max were in the middle of a breakup and broke up in May. Max was still in our friend group, and they ended up being able to coexist peacefully in this group. He had reached out to me a year after the breakup, and we had already trauma bonded in a way when my boyfriend had passed away. Since everything has happened, I have separated myself from my friend group and Layla because they are all very toxic. Me and Max reconnected during last year and hung out once for lunch. It was nothing sexual and was just friendly. Layla had found out at the time and we got in a fight. She called me a few days after it happened, screaming at me that I had no morals or boundaries and she couldn't believe I slept with her ex-boyfriend. I explained to her that we didn't, but she still went on. She told me how she always knew I liked him, even when I was dating my boyfriend who had passed, and while I was going through all of that, and that she was always right and knew I was a horrible friend. After she said all this, I told her that nothing like this happened and I would never do such a thing, but if she wanted to believe it, then so be it. We weren't friends anymore, and I honestly did not want to go through unnecessary drama. It has been a year, and I now have began dating this wonderful guy. A month ago, Layla reached out to my now boyfriend, and we'll call him Jack, 18, he, him, saying how horrible a person I am, etc. When Jack showed me these texts, I explained to him the situation and he didn't respond to Layla. She has now reached out to me a few times, saying her and Max are apparently back together, asking to be friends and trying to invite herself to my family gathering. I talked to her politely about how I do not want to be her friend and I haven't been for so long. Jack ended up blocking her because she would repeatedly text him horrible things about me. She recently blocked my number and Snapchat because I declined an invite to her grandma's birthday party, but now will text me on Messenger or Instagram every once in a while trying to hang out. I rarely answer her, but she continues to try to text Jack on her friends' phones, etc. when he blocks her on other social medias. I have never been more confused, and I just need advice on how to handle this. I'm worried it may start affecting my relationship, and I would just like this toxicity to be done. I am not sensitive to advice, so whatever you need to say, please say. Thank you.
The fuck? What is wrong with this girl?
Does Layla not have, like, college apps to do? Like, what? I mean, I don't think this would affect your relationship at all. Like, I don't think so. Like, this is super weird. Sadly, when it comes to, like, friend drama or toxicity, like, it doesn't take two to tango. Like, you don't need two active participants in it. Like, it can literally just be one person just, like, starting shit and fueling shit and nobody else engaging. And it doesn't mean that that shit's going to go away. So I think that, like, I mean, I think you're both kind of doing the best thing. And, like, I think if you just block her on everything, both you and him everywhere, like, you've made your point clear. You don't want to be friends anymore. And eventually she will either, like, drive herself crazy with, like, keeping to do this, like, so much that, like, she will eventually get tired of it, or the lack of response will make her move on from it. Like, she's not being consistent at all. And I think even if she was consistent or she was sincere and, like, wanting to be friends, I think it's very valid that you don't want to be, but blocking works. Like,
but didn't you say that she's been reaching out on other people's accounts or stuff like that? Eventually or making new accounts or whatever, eventually she's gonna run out of people.
Yeah,
but why does she have so much energy?
Someone get this girl into kickboxing. Like, someone get her into Mathletes. Like, someone take her to a psychiatrist and see if she has ADHD. Maybe she's just, like, trying to, like, this was, like, I mean, I wasn't like this in high school, but, like, how did I have the time to do anything? And I'm like, oh, I was unmedicated and I wasn't doing the things I needed to do. So yeah, this is a lot, but I think you're right though, that, like, eventually she will run out of people. And, like, I think you literally block her on social media, but then you also block in conversations with other friends where you're like, hey, I'm cutting her out of my life. I've been trying to do that. Like, if you talk to her or she, like, asks about me or anything, like, I don't want to hear about it. So, like, please don't talk to me about her. And you just cut off all sources that could get to you, that she could get to you through other people. Not, you don't cut out those other people, but you tell those other people what your boundaries are. And I think in turn, she'll probably end up pushing all of those other people, like your mutual friends, away as well.
I guess this isn't advice for you at all. This is just me questioning. Did Max, like, actually cheat on her at some point and now she's just angry about it and taking it out on you because you were her friend?
Oh, why did she think that? Did he say that? Oh, that's a good point. See, yeah, then there's the nosy, because we're not in it, but the nosy side of me is, I'm like, I kind of want to hear what happened.
I kind of want to know, like, what is the reason? Like, I feel like there's always a why for something. Like, you don't just come to this conclusion on your own. Where did it come from?
Mm-hmm. Like, what was this catalyst?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't seem like you want to know. I
want to know. And I don't think that if I was in a situation, I want to know why this person. But I am quick to block someone. Sometimes, you know what? I don't block as a petty move. It's a power move. And I just let them send messages and just let themselves spiral. And then I have receipts of them spiraling so that it's always there in case somebody, you know, questions, or she goes and lies to someone about what's actually happening. And then I have all the receipts of what's going on. So, you know,
yeah.
Why?
I think the only way that this could ruin your relationship is if this drama, not her, but if this drama becomes, like, the third in your relationship, and that would be that it's coming from you, not coming from her messages that she's sending. Like, I'm sorry, if he breaks up with you because, like, your ex-friend who's like spread these nasty rumors about you is like harassing him and he would then dump you, like that just like means he's a piece of shit. Like that has nothing to do with you. But the only way I could see this affecting your relationship negatively is if this is an all-consuming thing for you, that like when you're two hanging out, just you together, like this is all you talk about, this is all you think about. And that's when I think like if you can fully disengage from like every aspect of contact with her and adjacent to her in every kind of aspect, so you're not thinking about it, you're not trying to fix this problem, like she is a problem and she will exist in her corner being a problem and it's not your problem. And yeah, because I don't think that any good guy would like break up with you because like you have a shitty ex-friend who's like
obsessed with you.
Yeah.
Truly.
Truly obsessed with you. She'll get tired eventually.
I hope. Then she'll take a break and then pop up 3 years later and send you a creepy voice note.
Sounds kind of familiar. I don't know. Deja vu or something.
I don't know.
I don't know. Just spitballing.
Yeah.
Wishing you the best of luck. I really hope that Layla goes to college so far away. So far away. Now it's time for Don't Blame Them, which is where a listener calls in and gives their own advice pertaining to a call we had on a previous episode. So maybe they have personal experience or they just have some insight that we didn't touch on the call, or just they want to share their own thoughts on it.
Here we go.
Hi, Megan and Melissa and all the other callers. I'm calling for Don't Blame Them. On the most recent episode about the caller who was talking about the spark in a relationship. So I recently got out of a 4-year relationship. 4.5-year relationship with my ex, and it was a very toxic relationship. We had a lot of issues and a lot of trauma bonding mostly. And as I was getting back out there, I was really going on the dating apps and stuff, and I went on a couple dates, and I tend to gravitate towards the people who I felt that quote-unquote spark with. Talking to my therapist, she rebranded it as intensity, and that intensity comes when you're feeling comfortability, because I was so out of my comfort zone that I felt like I wanted to gravitate more towards things that were comfortable to me. And things that were comfortable to me were men who didn't have their shit together and who I could fit. And I would feel that intensity and that spark with them because I wanted to be best to that comfortable place. Now, thinking to my current relationship, I did not, similar to Moss and Megan, well, first off, I'm a Leo and he's a Capricorn, but I had no desire to meet this guy because he was just so emotionally stable. That was the first thing. I was like, he's boring. Like, I have no feelings towards him because, like, he just seems so boring and so mentally healthy. I ended up meeting him, and at first I was just like, oh, like, yeah, we're getting along great, having a great conversation. And as that went on, I felt like I kind of got, like, a real spark, like a genuinely, like almost like this could be something very, very good and very healthy. Like, and since then, I've been it's a completely different feeling than I have had in the past with my unhealthy relationship. Now it's like I feel almost like it's a completely different feeling, like a possibility for something bigger and something not as much like an end all be all type of thing, but like almost like a comforting feeling in a way where it's like a calm, not like a, oh my God, like this guy could be it. Oh my God, I'm freaking out. Like almost just like a calm, like, you know what will be, and a contentment. So yeah, good luck to you and just keep that in mind. Love you guys. Bye.
Good.
It was wonderful. You're definitely on a hike. We originally thought Stairmaster, but yeah,
the outdoor noises. I kind of think taking groceries in and out the house.
That was like literally my first instinct was like something with groceries, but mm-hmm. then maybe you have stairs, maybe that's what it is. Like I could just hear in the movie world we call it efforts, and that's not mm-hmm. a knock. I know it sounds like it is, and I've always thought that it sounds insulting, but like in ADR when you're doing something, like you're like shutting a door or anything, just little noises you make, like those are called efforts, and I could hear your efforts, and those to me sound like stair efforts. I thought maybe she was climbing the Culver City stairs.
Oh, gosh. Did I tell you about the time I went to the Culver City stairs the last time I went?
No, I don't know.
Shortly before the pandemic, me and Jean-Claude went, and he is very much taller than me.
You don't say.
Yeah, big mistake. And for y'all that don't know, this Culver City stairs are these very steep stairs that you climb up for exercise, I guess. I don't even know what's at the top, because after I did two of the separate, what would you call that? Flights, two of separate flights. I stopped, like my heart was racing so much. I could not breathe. And I saw this little kid just like maybe 8, just like sprinting up. I was like, this is how I know I have a lung condition. Like I already know, but like I couldn't breathe. And then and I just had to stop.
It so also I there. When I say they're steep, I just want just to paint the picture that like the stair above the one you would currently be on is probably at the height of your hip. Yeah. Like that's how, like, unless you have long legs, like you're climbing, like you're literally climbing, like you would wreck your legs like, yeah, so quickly.
Yeah. By the time I caught my breath, he had already gone all the way up to the top and come back down. And then I was ready to walk with him.
Couldn't be me. The last time I went to the Culver City stairs, I think it was when I went to the Culver City stairs, or where, maybe it was somewhere else. Yeah, but it was when I popped the, what I thought was a zit in my arm. Turns out it was a cyst. Then it got into my blood, and then I had to take all the antibiotics so I wouldn't get sepsis. And then I took the too strong of monistatin. So then I had an allergic reaction, and my vagina looked like a puffer fish. And I remember it was like a hike, and I was like, I'm unhappy.
Yeah.
And my vagina looks like Hitch. It looked like literally Hitch. Anyways, well, we hope you all enjoyed this episode. If you liked it, we would love if you left a review. Makes us very happy. Should we read a recent one?
Sure. 10 out of 10 recommend, 5 stars. And this is from E.
Clip
12. This week's episode was so good. Longtime listener here, and recommend this podcast to all my clients in my chair as a hairstylist. That's the best person to spread information is a hairstylist, because they talk to people all day long, basically like a shoulder to lean on. And advice really means something coming from a hairstylist.
Oh, my hairstylist, Shaylee, she's my longest relationship. She was the first person I ever told that, like, I thought I had a crush on Mods. And she, like, I was like talking on him, and then I was like, I think I have a crush on him. She goes, babe, like, I know, like, we've got a crush. Like, we've got a crush on him. Like, he's so, and like, that's just like how it goes. And it's so funny because she always gives me podcast recommendations. Like, she is like, loves podcasts, is always giving great recs. And so I think hairstylists, I don't know, maybe it's just in my small pool, but every hairstylist I know loves podcasts, and also like,
yep,
the trope of hairstylist gives great advice there to hear through everything. And so I'm like, wow, this is the greatest compliment. Like, hairstylists and therapists, I'm like, wow, we've made it.
Mm-hmm.
Where's our Spotify deal? Where's the check?
It's coming.
I'm waiting. Well, that is it. We hope you all enjoyed. Well, like I said earlier in the episode, head on over to our Instagram. Make sure you follow our Instagram, but comment on the latest Instagram. Some icks that men do, specifically men. Icky men. Well, don't comment icky men, because like, I just don't need 10,000 Army Hammer comments. But just like, comment icks that men can do.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Production by me. Executive produced by Melissa DeMonts and Diamond Imprint Productions. Edited by Coco Lawrence. Post-production sound by Chris Henry. Production assistance by Melanie D. Watson. Music by Ryan Hunter and Giacomo Picasso.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.